If you look at meditation, in fact, you look at our Chinese culture, you realize a lot of people do very different type of meditation, especially Mahayana. Last time I used to hear, they got the energy field one, or the Tian, or I don't know what, the big cycle and the small cycle. And they use their thought to direct the qi one. Then there's also the qi gong people that go for qi gong training and store the energy at the dan tian. That's why it depends on your purpose. If you want to do that for health, for longevity, like the Taoist, I wouldn't call it the Tao, because Lao Tzu didn't teach those things, but the Taoists who practice all this, they actually harness the qi for health and for vitality and various type of purpose or reason. So it's up to you. Like people who do qi gong, they actually train themselves to develop the qi, and they make use of the qi for whatever purpose they want to use it. Then tai chi is different again. Tai chi is to learn to actually accord and flow and use people's energy or force to hit back at people. But those are more of martial art. So most of this training, they have their individual purpose or intent. But when it comes to meditation, that's why I say Buddhist meditation is different. Like meditation, the word is so loose. In fact, some call yoga a meditation. Because if you develop yoga in a certain way that make you peaceful, calm, relaxed, and train your mind to be more calm, more peaceful, more tranquil, more still, more flexible, that is also called meditation, which is not wrong. Your yoga meditation. Like you develop loving kindness to that thought-based radiation. Of course, later on, you can use your nature to radiate too. Then it becomes loving kindness meditation, bhavana. Your soul intent is to develop metta. That's why it's called metta bhavana. Bhavana is meditation. So metta bhavana is meditative training to develop metta. Then various type of meditation, kundalini meditation is energy field. Samatha meditation, concentration is all energy field. Most of these are thought-based meditation. The Hindu 40 meditation object is to focus, concentrate, and develop all the jhanas. So that word is very loose. But as far as the Buddha is concerned, bhavana is meditative training to awaken, to develop the wisdom to understand clearly what is life, who are we, what are we, and how we can with that wisdom awaken and liberate our mind so that we don't suffer anymore. So that one is spiritual, developing wisdom. So when you understand, then meditation become very clear, very specific. That's why the Buddha start off by saying, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas the heedless are as if dead. So all of meditation start from heedfulness. If you are not heedful, you are as if dead. You don't stand a chance to progress, to have that spiritual understanding. Because the heedless are as if dead. So heedfulness is the most important. So what is heedfulness? To be heedful is to be ever mindful and constantly meditative. Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23. So from there, the whole teaching of meditation come about. First thing about meditation is, am I training myself to be heedful? Otherwise, I'm as if dead. I don't stand a chance. The heedless are as if dead. That's why I need to train myself to be heedful. And to be heedful, there are two qualities, ever mindful, constantly meditating. So to be ever mindful, I must first train the mind to be mindful. Then stabilize it to be ever mindful. And what is mindfulness? Awareness before the knowing. That is your true mind, the silent mind. That's how meditation starts, the understanding. Then from there, stabilize the awareness and use it to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Ultimately, it's Noble Eightfold Path. But this is the fourth noble truth, the Buddha said. If you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, which is his meditation, it will lead to the end of all suffering. That is the purpose of meditation, to develop wisdom to liberate your mind so that you don't have to suffer anymore. So hopefully with this, you all can now develop the full understanding of the Buddhist meditation. So we don't have to worry about what people say, because meditation is like a very loose word. Oh, I meditate. I'm doing meditation. But what type of meditation? Ah, that word is very important. What type of meditation? Ah, it's not how long you sit. If it's by duration of sitting, then you have more experience or more advanced, then the frog that always sit will become enlightened too. But how come they are not enlightened? It's not the sitting. It's the bhavana, the meditative training. How you train? The complete full range that the Buddha has taught is the cultivation. That is the training. If you don't train that way, no way you can awaken. I can guarantee you now. You don't believe me, you can try. That's why a lot of people try and fail. Last time I used to have students from the early years also saying, they have been meditating for 20, 30, 40 years, some 40 over years. And finally, after attending my class for a few years, you know what they said to me? Brother Theo, luckily we met you. Otherwise, you'll be still wasting your time. There was one lady, very serious. She really determined, in and out of retreat. And she like gave up her job. She's an IT girl. She did computer science last time. So what happened was, she every time, every year, 6 months, he would not work. He would just go for retreat. Very serious. Then 6 months, he tried to get some contract or temporary job. Then he survived for the other 6 months. And she had been doing that. Then she told me, Bertie, what you say is very true. Once out of retreat, can't even maintain that mind state for even 1 or 2 weeks. Go back to like before, as if there was no training at all. Then she realized she still has anger, emotion, unhappiness. The sankhara still very active, the restlessness of mind, the mental hindrance, they are still very latent in her. It's only when she's at the retreat, she's able to calm down, peaceful. That's why she likes to go for retreat. Keep on going for retreat, in and out of retreat, but no use. Because I told her, that is not the way. What you are doing is all thought-based. It's not awareness-based. It's not the complete field of cultivation, training. You have not developed the understanding. That time, the five aggregate of form and mind also, they can't understand. So when I introduced the three turning, or the four noble truth and the five aggregate of form, they got a shock of their life. They never heard this teaching before. And the four noble truth I teach with the three turning is so different from what they used to hear. And they are so like gullible, so tempted with all the meditative experience, the jhana, the insight knowledge, the all the fantastic vipassana, all the words. That's why finally people realize after so long, so many years, you hardly see anybody transform, progress to the level where you can really come out and share and teach and manifest in life to show people that this is possible. So today's sharing, I think, is very good, huh? Very beautiful. Huh?